Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, increase. I decree and declare awareness, oh God. I decree and declare the new shift. I decree and declare creative ideas, oh God. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, oh God. I decree and declare healing is our portion, oh God. I decree and declare breakthrough is our portion, oh God. I decree and declare the overflow, dear Lord. I decree and declare, oh God, for movement. I decree and declare for our momentum picking up, oh God. I decree and declare miracles, oh God. I decree and declare longevity in our finance, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, debt cancellation, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, relationship healing, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, we are whole, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, we are perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene. Can you please open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
I'm going to go to the hospital. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come together once again and to be united in communion with you, Lord God. And we thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father God, we pray right now that you heal the hearts of those who are devastated by the storms and heal the hearts of those who are devastated by the events in Las Vegas, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with the people and bring the people peace who are in New Orleans, Lord God, in the wake of this new storm, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, because all things work together for the good of those who love them. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand in this situation. We just thank you, Lord God, for your peace and your comfort, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And Father God, I just thank you for healing the hearts of those who are dealing with situations. I thank you for perfecting those things that concern them. I thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps. I thank you, Father God, for being the light to our path and the lamp to our feet. I thank you, Father God, the things that you're bringing to your people. I thank you, Father God, for surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, Lord God, as we dwell in your house. I thank you, Father God, for prophetess. I thank you, Father God, for the prophetess who is dealing with the situation, Lord God, and we thank you for wholeness and completion, Lord God, and healing. And I thank you, Father God, for healing even my father and bringing wholeness, Lord God, and protecting him from these situations, Lord God, and allowing him to recover 100% and be perfectly whole and complete. And I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing. And Father God, I just pray for our children, Lord God, and the peer pressures that they deal with, Lord God. Give them, remove the spirit of suicide, Lord God, and just allow them to see that there's more to life than what it is that they're dealing with, and know that there is a lot more life that they have, and show them the beautiful testimony that you are giving them, Lord God. Allow them to turn from their ways, Lord God, and just go on the path and follow you and run to you, Lord God, to understand that social media isn't the end all and be all for their lives, Lord God, but you are, that you are Alpha and Omega, Lord God. I thank you for being the beginning and the end, Lord God. I thank you for taking residence in their heart, Lord God, and allowing them to see that they don't have to follow the crowd, but that they can be themselves and be who you have designed them to be. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come together, and thank you for your unconditional love, and I thank you because you first loved me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. And thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for this day, because truly this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for canceling any attack of the enemy, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for favor, Jesus. Thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. Thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. Thank you, God, for open doors, oh God. Thank you, God, for breaking strongholds and generational curses, oh God. Thank you, God, for clarity in our situations, oh God. Thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, for energy and motive and motivation, God, and thank you, God, for inspiration, Lord. Thank you, God, for creativity, O Lord. Thank you, God, for faith, O God. And thank you, God, for multiplying our life, O Lord. And thank you, God, for protecting us by your might, great King, O God. Thank you, God, for your wings of the morning bear us away from darkness, O God, and fears, O God, and bring us the light that and bless and hope, God, that you give us, God. And thank you, God, for a clearing understanding of your way, God. And thank you, Lord, for relationship healings, oh God. And thank you, God, for your homes, the homes of your married people, God, that they will regard their homes and let it be sacred, God, unto you, God. God, and thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your goodness, God, Lord. And thank you, God, for giving us patience to walk in unity, Lord. Thank you, God, for continuing to bless all the schools and college and all the institutions of learning, God. Thank you, God, for protecting the children as they come and go from school, Lord. And thank you, God, for even letting them be able to, you know, even learn, God, and be a quick learner, God, and understand whatever class they are in, oh, God. Thank you, God, for giving them good grades, Lord. Thank you, God, for helping them to focus, God, and keeping their focus on you, God. Thank you, Lord, for that, oh, Lord. And thank you, God, for your marriage to be strong, holy, and deathless, oh, God. Thank you, God, for that, oh, Lord. Thank you, God, for restoration, Lord. And thank you, God, for your love that reaches the end of this world, God. Thank you, Lord, for your abundance and goodness and truth, God. Thank you, Lord, for cash flow, Lord. Thank you, God, for soulmates, God. And thank you, Lord, for giving us a joyful heart, Lord. Thank you, God, for patience in this new day, Lord. Thank you, God, for unity, God. And thank you, Lord, for our leaders, oh God, all your leaders and our leaders, Master Prophet and the leading lady, Prophet Deborah Jordan, and all the leaders all over the world, God. Thank you, God, for giving them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. And thank you, God, for blessing their lives and allowing them and leading them to bless the lives of your people as well, God. And thank you, Lord, for whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is all already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all things, oh God, because all things come through you. And thank you, Jesus. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen, amen.
I thank you, God, for letting us wake up this morning, and I thank you for just letting us be here, and I thank you for letting us just praise to you and honor you and just praise you every day. And I thank you that we have church on Sundays so we can honor you, just give it all to you for just one day. And I thank you for just letting us be here, and I thank you for all the kids, their education and their homes. And I thank you that we have a home, and I thank you that for all these people and for all the people who went through the hurricane, and that Puerto Rico, all of these places will be better, and the damage that was done will get better, and the whole places that were done will get better, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lives of your people even now. We thank you for obedience. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Order our steps in your word even now, Father God. Direct our path, Father God. Be the light in our direction, Father God. Allow us to be obedient to your will, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our homes even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace that's overtaking our homes even now, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to be leaders and not followers, Father God. Touch the minds of your people, Father God. Open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly, Father God. Open our eyes, Father God, so that we may be able to see clearly even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for divine joy even now. The joy of the Lord is our strength indeed, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the power in your name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. Allow right connections to come our way even now. Right connections, right partnerships even now, Father God. Anything contrary of you, Father God, we rebuke it even now, Father God. Any contrary spirit, Father God, allow us to walk in your will and in your direction and our destinies for you, Father God. Give us innovative ideas, and thank you for this new day. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for us, God. And let that word be for anyone who's on this line tonight whose heart is troubled, God, because you are with us all, and we thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us together again in unity and lifting up our voices to you, God. God, bless each and every person on the line. Bless the prophets, and bless the leadership, Prophetess Darlene. Bless the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah as they are traveling and visiting their mother and celebrating her birthday. Thank you, God, for the elderly and how you're keeping them safe. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your grace. God, I ask you to look upon anyone who is sick and shut in, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. God, thank you for my own healing. Thank you for recovery, God. Thank you for your love, God. And look upon each and every person who is listening in on the line, God, who needs some help, oh Lord. Bless them and keep them and perfect them. Give them sweet sleep on tonight, Lord. And I ask you to look upon those who are suffering the devastations of all the bad weather, God. Hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever is going on, God. God, speak to your earth. Peace, be still. And thank you, God, for recovery. And I love you, Lord, and I just thank you for this time. And thank you for my family. And bless each and every person. Bless the prophets, God. Bless the prophets as they are doing the work of you, God, and help them not to get weary in well-doing. They will reap if they faint not. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for touching the lives of all of our leaders, Father God. We thank you for touching our archbishops, our pastors, Father God, all of our ministers, all of our reverends, our elders, Father God. We thank you for our deacons and deaconesses, Father. Lift up now, Father God, even the company of prophets, Father God. Lift up your servants, the prophets, Father God, even now, and all of your prophetesses, Father God. I want to thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives and even in the hearts of your people, Father God, even as they move forward into this day, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the land, Father God. Begin to protect your people, Father God, even in New Orleans, Father God, as they're dealing with this hurricane, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over your people this day, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for continuing to be a shield and a buckler, Father God, to your people and for their families, Father God. Right now, Father God, I want to thank you for favor, even concerning legal matters, Father God, with your people, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for protecting our elderly, Father God, even now. for doing a new thing, Father God, even in their minds and in their bodies, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for their contribution, Father God, and I want to thank you, Father God, as you continue to add life and increase them, Father. I want to thank you now for touching our youth and our children, Father God. Continue to bless them, Father God. Continue to keep them around right individuals, Father God. Continue to allow them to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, Father God, even in this time and even in this hour, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for a favor, Father God, and I want to thank you, Father God, that pantry shall not lack anything, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering and favoring, Father God, even the widower, Father God, favoring the fatherless, Father God, and favoring the strangers and the foreigners in the world, Father God. I want to thank you for favor around traveling, Father God, coming in our comings and in our goings, continuing to bless us, Father God. I want to thank you for favor around jobs and those that are looking for work, Father God, and those that are in need of work, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for favor around work and jobs and promotions, Father God. We speak escalation over our lives even now and over our families' lives, Father God. I want to thank you for our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, and their vision for the prophetic, Father God. I want to thank you for covering our grandparents, all of our mothers, all of our fathers, Father God, all of those individuals that stood in the gap, those guardians, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now that you rise up a fire in young men and women in my generation, Father God, to preach the gospel and the good news. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank you now for what you're doing. I want to thank you for Calvary, Father God. I want to thank you for healing broken hearts, Father God, healing individuals' bodies, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for divine connections, divine directions now, Father God, for your people. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Monica.
Who give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Father God, we thank you, God, for this opportunity and this privilege tonight, this morning, dear God, that we can come to you to give you thanks and to give you praise, oh God. Father, we thank you for life, God. Let us have it more abundantly. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit who teaches and guides us, dear Father. And Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives. Father, we pray for all those, oh God, who have submitted a prayer request, oh God, this evening. Lord, we ask you, oh God, that you take control, dear Father, and have your way, God. Father God, I pray, oh God, for healing, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, for comfort. Lord, I pray, oh God, tonight, dear Father God, that you, Lord, oh God, will, Father God, Lord, have mercy, God, on your people, oh God, tonight. Lord God, I pray, dear Jesus, oh God, tonight, dear Lord, that Father, oh God, those who are lost, oh God, that Father, they will find you, God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, dear God, that Father, those who are suffering, dear God, will find, oh God, comfort in you, Lord, knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life, oh God, knowing, dear God, that with you, oh God, all things are possible, oh God. And Father God, you are God, supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So Father God, we give you praise, oh God. Father God, I thank you, O God, for the sick and the shut in, O God. Lord, I pray, God, that Father God, that your healing hands are upon them, dear Father, healing them even at this moment, O God. We thank you, God, for miracles and wonders, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for, Lord God, those who are in needing financial help. Lord God, we decree and declare, O God, finances, dear Father, coming, dear Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God, to help your people, O God. Father God, we know, God, that Father God, that you are the source of everything. So, Father, have your way. Lord, we pray, O God, for prosperity. We decree and declare prosperity upon your people. Lord God, we decree and declare success, O God. We decree and declare, O God, love, O God. We decree and declare, O God, right connections, O God. Father God, we decree and declare right relationships, oh God. Father God, we decree and declare, oh God, Father God, that you, Lord, will take over, dear Father. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, those who do not know you, Lord, will come to know you, Father, knowing, dear God, that you are God, knowing, dear God, that you have made the sacrifice of your Son dying on the cross for us so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, oh God. Father God, I thank you, oh God, tonight, dear Jesus, oh God, that Father, oh God, you care for us, oh God, and you said we have to cast all our cares upon you because you care it, O God. So, Father, we thank you even now, Lord, as we come into your presence, O God, that you're blessing us. O God, we pray for families, O God. We pray, Father God, for, Lord God, for marriages, dear Lord. Father God, I pray, God, Father God, for those, O God, who have been hurt, O God. Lord, I pray, God, for the fatherless, the motherless. Father, I pray for the widow, the widower. Lord, I pray for the orphans, O God. Father, bless each and every one, O God. Continue to provide for them. Send help, O God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God. Father God, I ask you, dear Lord God, to touch, dear Lord God, those that have been afflicted by the storm, the hurricane, the earthquake. Oh God, have mercy, God. Put a shield around them, dear Father. Comfort them, dear God, even at this time. God, those who do not have any homes, dear Father, homeless, dear God. I pray even now, oh God, that you, Lord, oh God, will send help, Lord. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, even now, Lord God, that Father God, you, Lord, oh God, will send help, dear God, to heal, oh God, the brokenhearted, Father, those, dear God, who have lost their lives, oh God, in Las Vegas, dear Father, God, I pray, God, for healing, dear God. Lord Jesus, have your way. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for our spiritual leaders, dear God. Father God, I pray, oh God, Father, Archbishop, Master Prophet Jordan, oh God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that you continue to bless and keep them, dear God. Strengthen them, dear Lord. Father God, I pray even now, oh God, for dear God, their mother Berrien, oh God, and mother Jordan, dear Father. God, I pray, God, that you continue to strengthen and keep them, dear Lord. Father God, I pray, oh God, for the Jordan family and the Berrien family also, God. Father God, may your God, your loving kindness be upon them, Lord, oh God, continue. Father God, I thank you, O God, for who you are, mighty God. Lord, remember, O God, our families also, God. Father God, remember, God, our relatives and friends and associates, O God. Bless them, dear Father. And God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, that Father God, that you, Lord, are ordering our steps. Father, hear our cry tonight, dear God. Father, we thank you, God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, God, Father God, for guiding us and protecting us. God, we thank you for restoration. Oh God, we thank you, Father, that you, God, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, as we come, Lord, we know, God, that no weapon that form against us shall prosper. And God, we plead the blood, oh God, over our lives, oh God. Father God, have your way, God. God, and protect us, dear God. And Lord, as we go throughout this night, Lord, Father, we pray, God, that, oh God, it will sleep in peace and safety. Oh, Father God, have your way, Lord. And we thank you, oh God, for who you are, mighty God, as we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God will shed his own glorious light upon us. He will heal, and your godliness will lead you forward. Goodness will be a shield before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. But make everyone rejoice who puts his trust in you, Lord. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Fill all who love you with your happiness. For you bless the godly man, O Lord. You protect him with your shield of love. And yet you have made him only a little lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory and honor upon his head. You have put him in charge of everything you made. Everything is under our authority. Lord, for you said you will arise and defend the oppressed, the poor, the needy. You will rescue them as they have longed for you to do. Father, you promised, and your promise is sure. You speak no careless word. You only speak the purest truth, like silver seven times refined. O Lord, we know that you will forever preserve your own from the reach of evil men. Although they prowl on every side and vileness covers their mouths, but your glory is being revealed even now throughout the land. We bless you, Father God, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. And every tongue that is risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Father God, that you save us from the violent man. We thank you, Lord God, that wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you for divine provision and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that's resonating even on this line. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, yokes of infirmity, yokes of oppression, yokes of depression, yokes of discouragement, yokes of lack, yokes, Lord God, of fear are broken even now. Every negative prognosis is canceled in the name of Jesus. We reverse every curse. We reroute every attack, and we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We speak peace be still over New Orleans even now. We speak peace be still over the Caribbean even now. We speak peace be still even in the streets. Amen. Where the violence has taken root, we rebuke every spirit of terrorism across this land. And we decree and declare your divine hand of protection. God, uncover every plot of the enemy. Every terrorist we expose. Lord God, we reroute their plan. Confound the enemy in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you for our archbishop and our pastor. We bless you for every prophet in the order. We bless you for every pastor and every apostle. Amen. We bless the people of God on this line and every family member connected to them. And we speak healing in the families, restoration and repair. We speak healing in relationships, healing in finances, debt cancellation, Lord God. We bless you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for restoring what the enemy has violently taken away, violently snatched by creditors, violently snatched through sickness, violently snatched through layoff notices. We thank you for redemption. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, Prophetess Bethany, the announcements. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful prayer. On today, happy Sunday to each and every one of you right now. And I want to invite each and every one of you, personally invited, if you are in the metro area, please come to our sanctuary. That's Zoe Ministries at 310 Riverside Drive. You are invited. Please join us, commune with us, and come to 310 Riverside Drive. We have 9 a.m. leadership class. And also 11 a.m. service, and you are more than welcome to join us. And then we do have 4 p.m. service with Prophet Joshua and Prophetess Natasha, prophetic practices. Amen. And that is at 4 p.m. But we do have the 11 a.m. service as well as the 9 a.m. leadership class. So you're invited to come. Also, want to invite you to be a part of what is happening. Check your email. The Master Prophet is communicating with you, and you want to be in the loop as to what is happening. Have a powerful, prosperous, beautiful Sunday on today, and I want to say God bless you all. And Prophetess Darlene, that was Prophetess Young Fledgling, Prophetess Shauna. Praying before me on tonight.
Wonderful. Amen. May the young prophets come on more often. Amen. We need to hear from our young people. God bless you. Amen. And I want to also ask those of you that are in the Book of the Month Club, please check your emails. If you have not received calls from your concierge, most likely you are receiving emails and text messages. Please respond to the emails. We are trying to reach you. There is information that Archbishop wants to get out to you. There's information he wants to get from you so we can better serve you. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Join us again at 11:52 p.m. for another Midnight Cry. and I'm going to continue to ask until I see a response. Amen. On your Facebook pages, advertise this prayer call. Push it, push it, push it. It's not about trying to necessarily build the ministry per se. We are building the people of God, and there are those who are in need of what we are offering. Amen. And you can be a voice of hope for someone if you would just allow the spirit of evangelism to come upon you and share. Amen. And allow God to bless someone who is desperately in need. People are dying. Every day I am seeing posts of someone losing a loved one or someone's in the hospital requesting prayer. You can be a voice of hope for someone by just sharing this call, this prayer line with someone. Amen. So thank you again. God bless you and have a great Sunday. Amen.
God bless you. Have a great one too.
God bless everyone. You too.
Bless you. Love your family. Good night.
Love you too. Bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye. God bless. Good night.
God bless.
Amen.